Well, good evening, hello and welcome. Hope you're well. This is the Thursday night podcast on the 27th of November, 2025. Just kind of occurred to me, November is nearly at an end. Time is really flying by, certainly this year, anyway. Now, coming up tonight, we have been sowing some of our sweet peppers, and we're going to be going through a list of jobs that I'll be doing this weekend, and a list of jobs that you could be doing yourself. So I think, first of all, we will start with growing these sweet peppers. The variety I've chosen this month is California Wonder, which is a pretty reliable sweet pepper. But I always start mine early, and I did it last year, and we had some really, really good sweet peppers. I find that what we tend to get with sweet peppers, chilies, aubergines, they need a long growing period. I found that the summers here just are too short to really get some decent peppers. So by starting them off in November, end of November, December, January, they get a very long growing time. And it tends to lead us to get in some decent vegetables out of them. Now, I start them off in some plug plant starters filled with seed compost, one seed per plug plant, and then I place those inside a heated propagator. This is just because they do need a bit of warmth to be kept at 20-25. Now, if you haven't got a heated propagator, a warm window seal, anything like that that can just keep them warm, keep them germinated, even in an airing cupboard will work. Remember that seeds don't necessarily always need light to germinate. It's once they germinate that they need light, which brings me up to the next point. Once they have germinated, they do need that light. Now, I do provide grow lights, a bit of more light just to get them going, and that works quite well. And that just gets them started. That keeps them growing, keeps them ticking over. At this time of year, they will be slow. Now, I keep my sweet peppers at this time of year inside the indoors, inside the kitchen, somewhere where they can remain warm. And then we just keep them ticking over, keep them going. Don't need much in the way of watering and feeding. Just make sure that they don't dry out and don't need much feeding. But as they grow, we do need to put them up into bigger and bigger pots, especially once the roots are coming out the bottom. Eventually, it will get to about March, and then I can find they can go inside my greenhouse. Now, if my greenhouse was heated, they could go in much earlier, but it's not. So we'll get them out there in about March, and then they could go outside in May. Once they start to flower, that's when we want to start feeding them with a tomato feed, and that'll just encourage them to produce more fruits, produce good quality vegetables. The key thing is, of course, they need somewhere warm, they need somewhere with plenty of light to keep them growing. So if you're growing them outside, up against a self-facing wall will give you really good results. I say wall, it could be a fence, it could be a shed, anything like that will give the best results, because it just helps keep them a little bit warmer. And that's it. Good, decent compost and is all they need to grow in the ground will work as well. But I like to grow mine in pots. I get better results of growing mine in pots. I get better results of growing mine in greenhouses as well. Now, the idea is that we'll keep harvesting all these sweet peppers as they are ripe. We'll keep hold of them and eat them, of course. And we'll try and keep those plants growing over winter. I've never been able to keep a sweet pepper going over winter, but with chili peppers, we know we can do that. Now, let me know how you get on with your sweet peppers. Now, it is coming up to the weekend, and I'm hoping I'm going to be able to do some gardening this weekend. As you know, my mother-in-law is rather ill at the moment, so we've taken her to a care home on Saturday, unfortunately, to get her the care that she needs. Anyway, in between that, I do want to be doing a bit of gardening. I believe we're expecting some rain this year, but hopefully, this weekend, sorry, hopefully that won't interrupt play too much. Here at home, I have got to prune the gooseberries, the grapevines, sorry, not gooseberries. I want to give those a good prune and get those tidied up, ready for the winter. We want to be also sorting and organising my plant pots. I've got quite a few plant pots scattered all over the place. I want to get them into buckets or bins or something just to organise them a bit better and keep them tidy. And then I'm going to be starting to clean and sharpen all my garden tools. Now, this is going to take a few weeks. We're going to be repeating this a lot over the coming months. But things like my spades, my forks, my secateurs, give them a really good disinfectant, a really good clean. Sand down all the metal pieces and the handles to smooth out, get rid of any rust, and then give them a good oiling at the same time. And sharpen the blades as well. Quite a few tools we are going to be doing that with. Now, down on the allotment is, of course, slowing down quite rapidly at the moment. And because the allotment is very different to my home garden, there's not much going on down there. It doesn't mean I'm ignoring the allotment. It means that my time has to count. And what I'm trying to do down on the allotment more now is just try and get in there and tidy up some of the areas that are hard to keep, some of the harder areas that I've struggled throughout the year. I want to get those perfect so that they are easier to maintain throughout the coming years. So, lots to do this weekend, I'm sure you can imagine. I'm wondering if you've got a to-do list yourself, but if you haven't, here's a few things that you could be doing this weekend. I felt like I was saying that like Monty Don for a minute there. Check and retie any supports that you might have holding some of your climbing vines and bushes into place. It's going to get windier, so it's worth just checking them or sometimes undoing the ties to let them free about in the wind. Mulch any empty beds. This is something we've been doing a lot lately, but this time of year it is essential. Prune any raspberries. Summer or autumn raspberries are good examples if you are it's possible to do those. I spoke about pruning my autumn raspberries last week on the podcast, but if you can do it, it's well worth doing. Clean the greenhouse glazing. This is in order to let in more light, because at this time of year there's not much light going around and we need as much going into the greenhouse as well. So it's a good idea to give it a good clean, both inside and out, and improve on that. And then sort and organise your seed collection. If it is raining or you want to be indoors, it's a good chance to stay indoors, go through your seeds, sort them out, get them into a nice, tidy, organised situation. And of course, you can always start beginning to plan next year's crops as well, if you haven't done so already. I think that's a lot to do this weekend, but I think it's worth getting on top of all these jobs so that you can have a good year, good growing year in 2026. Remember what I always say, good plans make for good gardening, and planning is ideal at this time of year. Right, well, I'm going to wrap this one up. I'll be back on Sunday with another podcast for you, and got lots of things I'll hopefully be able to talk about. Of course, we've got our live stream on Sunday on Facebook and YouTube and Instagram. We're going to be talking about Christmas presents for the gardener, so could be an interesting one. Right, guys, I'll speak to you again next time. Until then, please take care.